Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of local happenings, events, and general information about Clay County. This is Kenny Westmoreland, your host. Good to be with you this morning. We're broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. The broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We are live every morning on Thursdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on Kix Country 101.5 FM. And this show will be replayed again this evening at 6 p.m. on Kix Country. This gives everyone an opportunity to tell family and friends in surrounding counties to catch the evening replay. And this show, along with the older broadcasts, are archived and can be accessed through the Dale Hollow Horizon website at www.dalehollowhorizon.com. That's www.dalehollowhorizon.com. All together. Click on the link on the Dale Hollow Horizon website to catch this week's show, and it should be up very soon. And we wish to thank Dale Hollow Horizon for collaborating with Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. During the next hour, so we just invite you to sit back and get that extra cup of coffee, ready to hear about all things that are going on in Clay County, local Clay County happenings. And you're on the show that is all things Clay County. And on the lineup this morning, we will be hearing from Mike Powell, who is with us this morning from Volunteer State Community College in Livingston. And also we will have with us Daniel Stewart. And so we will have some information, and we invite you to stay around as we have a break from our sponsors, and we'll return to the program.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're back with Clay County Corner, the show that's all things Clay County. This is Kenny Westmoreland, your host, and it's a privilege to be with all of you after being off for an extended period of time. One thing we want to remind everyone of is of our birthday and an anniversary announcements for the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Be sure to call in for birthdays and anniversary announcements each week. We'll have drawings for the past 3 weeks since we've missed live broadcasts of the Clay County Corner due to the holidays. This is our first broadcast in 2015. Today's drawing will include the weeks of December 19th through the 25th, December 26th through the 1st of January, January 2nd through January 8th. Call in, just leave a message on our answering machine at 931-243-5574, 931-243-5574. And each week someone will win a delicious ice cream cake from the Dairy Queen in Salina if your name is drawn. And be sure to drop in Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their filling breakfast and great lunch and dinner menus. And as I said a moment ago, listen today at the end of the show for this week's birthday and anniversary announcements for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake. Remember, the number to call is 243-5574. And this week's winner can pick up the certificate to claim their cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce after 10:30 this morning. Start calling after the show today for next week's announcements, which will cover the week of January 9th through the 15th. One other announcement we have before we begin to talk to our first guest is that the Clay County Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs will be in action tomorrow and on Saturday. They will have a game tomorrow night at home against Red Boiling Springs. Tip-off for the first game is at 6 p.m. The girls and the boys will be in action. And on Saturday at 2 o'clock, the Clay County and the Clay County Lady Bulldogs will travel to Trousdale County to play there, and the game will start at Hartsville at 2 o'clock. And all are encouraged to go and to attend and to be a part of cheering our Bulldogs on the victory. And with no further ado, we're going to welcome our first guest this morning. I want to introduce a fellow that I've known for quite a long time, a good friend. And with us, Mike Powell, who is the director of the Volunteer State Community College campus at Livingston. Mike, thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Kenny. And I really appreciate the opportunity to get to be here. I may sound cold because all I've had on my mind this morning as I drove over here is that song kept running through my mind, Baby, it's cold outside. I'm thinking it is cold.
I know it. I know it. I think this may be the coldest morning that we have this year. It was 3 degrees on my car when I came out this morning. And we heard from our family from Canada this morning. Some of them said, we wish it was balmy like that here. So this is cold for us. We don't see single digits that often. But thanks for braving the cold, and thanks for coming over here from Livingston and being a part of it. How long has the Livingston campus been around?
I know. Oh, my goodness. over 23 years. We started as what was then the Technology Center, which is now the TCAT. Tennessee College of Applied Technology, and just was night classes, and it just went from there to the old armory. We had started day classes there, so over the years it's really progressed into something. I had a class of 14 students, a little business management class, and now we have over 800 students. So it went over, and it seems like to me, of course, being there that time, it seems like it's been a long time. But you know, to folks that's looking into it and these seniors that are graduating high school, it's been there all their lives.
I know that it was not around when I was attending college, and I wish it had been. I know my academic career probably would have been a little different, but I know that it offers an invaluable service and is an incredible asset to the Upper Cumberland, and we're just thankful for Volunteer State Community College and for all that they do for the young people of Tennessee. But the reason that you're here this morning, you're going to share some things with us. For our listening audience that may not be aware, this is exciting times for students that are graduating from high school in 2015, because it's this year will be the inaugural year for a program that Governor Haslam has proposed and has been actually brought about, called the Tennessee Promise. And the Tennessee Promise is basically a program that allows students to attend a technical college or a two-year community college in the state, and they can basically attend school for free and earn either a technical degree or an associate's degree. And Mike is going to share a few things about this for us today, and we're thankful that he's going to come and talk about it and maybe clear up some misconceptions. I know that there's a lot of rumors, and people come up to me and ask me questions because I'm employed by Volunteer State as well. But he's going to share some things about us and shed a little light. First thing I want to ask you about is the excitement level. I know the director of the Livingston campus, that you visit a lot of high schools and you're in public view quite a bit around the Upper Cumberland. And I know that you come in contact with a lot of parents and a lot of potential students and just people that are interested in the educational system as a whole. Have you sensed a level of excitement about the Tennessee Promise?
Well, Kenny, there's an extreme level of excitement. We have 7 high schools that we service out of the Livingston campus. We have Putnam County, Pickett, Clay, Jackson, and Overton. And of course, we've had over this past, when all this started, and November the 1st, of course, was the deadline, November the 15th was the deadline to apply, and we've actually had 4,200 students apply to Vol State as their choice for the community college. Now, that's in our 12-county service area, but the 4,200. Statewide, 57,000 high school seniors have applied to Tennessee Promise. So I would say the excitement level is pretty high. And as we go across our area and have these mandatory meetings, that matter of fact, Clay County is having theirs on Monday at 3 at the high school. And these are mandatory meetings that the parents and the students want to be at. We see full gyms of people and parents, students and parents, and so the excitement level is really, really high. We want to make sure that we get the understanding out there that the Tennessee Promise is the last dollar scholarship, and so it's mandatory that students apply for the FAFSA or their Pell federal money and their TSAC, which is the state, and their HOPE. So we get all of those monies in first, and then Tennessee Promise picks up what's left if they're.
Well, with that many students coming in, it sounds like all of the volunteer state campuses are going to be pretty busy in the fall of 2015.
Yeah, if we had 4,200, our total student population now, and Livingston, of course, is around 800, but campus-wide out of Gallatin is our main campus, and we have about 8,500 total. So, yeah, that would be a real trip.
Yeah, I know that counts also the Highland Crest, Springfield, and the McGavick Centers. But, yes, that was certainly a shot in the arm and a huge, huge enrollment. But that many students, wow, it's going to make a great, great difference for education as a whole in the state. But you mentioned a little bit about the criteria and about Pell Grants and about it being a last dollar scholarship. Just exactly who is eligible? Are there any bottom line eligibility requirements or anything? Or
graduated high school. Year 2015. It's not based on any kind of, you know, where Pell's based on your financial situation at home and all, but this is not based on that. It's a graduating high school senior in the class of 2015. You know, you have to meet some requirements and some deadlines, but they're not based on things that we've normally been used to them being based on. You know, grade point average, financial situation, those type of things. But if I could just start there, you know, number one, be a graduating senior. Number two, and there's six of those. I only look at it that way, so maybe your viewers could, you know, get the numbers. And so there's six things. And number one, of course, is be the graduating senior 2015. Number two is have made application before November the 1st, November the 15th. They extended that for 2 weeks. But to have made application. And if you miss any of these, then you're out and you're not eligible for the Promise. So number three, and that's just where we are now, attend two mandatory meetings, the first being January the 12th, it's next Monday, at 3 p.m. at the high school. Must be there. Or must have a really good excuse not to be. And you have to turn in your excuse and you have to get that approved. So you want me to go on down through all of these, or do you want to?
Go ahead and share a little bit more. We'll have to take a break in just a moment.
Okay. Well, number four is complete the FAFSA, and that's the free application for federal student aid. You know, that's your government, your federal money. You have to do that by February the 15th. Apply and register for classes at an eligible institution like Vol State or the Tennessee College of Applied Technology by, and there's really not a deadline on that, we are suggesting that you do that by February the 15th as well. But you have some time on that one. Number six is complete 8 hours of community service by the first of the semester. So if you're going to, you know, starting in fall, you need to do your 8 hours of community service before August the 1st. Then, again, you do 8 hours of service before December the 1st.
All right. Well, Mike's going to be back with us in just a moment to share a little bit more information on this. But it is now time to go to our sponsors. And you're with Kenny Westmoreland on Clay County Corner. We'll return in just a few moments with some more information about the Tennessee Promise.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to wish everyone a happy and prosperous 2015. Your Salina merchants have come together to work as a team to provide quality services and merchandise to our community. It's our goal that the Salina-Clay County area become more self-sufficient. We're committed to doing our part to see that this goal becomes a reality. The Merchants Association is asking you to join the effort. Be part of the team. Whenever possible, we encourage you to shop your local businesses. With your support, we can continue to sponsor special events and programs such as the Merchants Money Drawing, Customer Appreciation Day, and Salina Country Christmas. We're busy making plans for 2015, and our calendar of events can be found on our Shop Historic Downtown Salina Facebook page, and always right here on Kix Country.
We're back with Clay County Corner, the show that's all things Clay County. This is your host, Kenny Westmoreland, and we have Mr. Mike Powell with us, and he's been sharing some questions and some answers and things about the Tennessee Promise, and has a few more things he's going to share with us. Once again, Mike, we're so glad that you're with us this morning. And he's talked a little bit about this program, which will allow students to graduate from a two-year college or technical school for free, and he's going to share some more things about it. One thing that we think about when we think about community college, Mike, we realize that it is a two-year degree, and that most of the time we think about if a student stays on track, that it's four semesters maximum, and then a student can potentially graduate. With this Tennessee Promise, how long will a student have to complete that two-year degree?
They'll have five semesters, and you are correct. If you take... Normally, our two-year degrees are 60, what we call 60 college credits or 60 hours. And if you take, of course, 15 for four semesters in a perfect world, then you would graduate in four. Tennessee Promise is allowing you five. You must be a full-time student, of course, to be and stay eligible for the program.
Well, good deal. That way there's a little grace period in case something were to happen. Someone needs a little extra time, giving them five semesters. That's a really good thing. And Wasn't exactly sure about that. Thanks for clarifying that for our listening audience. Another question I'd ask you in regards to this is, if a student's successful in this program and that student graduates from a community college in a two-year, four or five semesters, is that student required to go on to attend a four-year college, or can that potential student stop with the two-year associate's degree? In other words, will they have to go on?
No. The Tennessee College of Applied Technology and Volunteer State, or the community colleges, we all have programs that you choose that says, you know, you do the 2 years, you get associate of science degree, and your plan is to go on to a four-year school, then that's fine. You graduate with an associate of science degree in say business or history, whatever, and you go on to the four-year school and start as a junior there.
Uh-huh.
And that's Tennessee Tech. Most of our folks go to Tennessee Tech, but they go to UT and Western Kentucky as well. Western Kentucky's big for Vol State, especially Vol State's a feeder school for Western and Gallatin, you know, up through Glasgow and all. But you don't have to. No. And the technology center is, or the TCAT is exactly the same. You know, you may go in there and you do building trades, auto body, or any of those programs. So you can come in, you get what you need, get what you want, and you can end there or you can go on.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that information. I've had people to ask me about this and ask, are they required to go into a four-year school? And I realize that some of the programs offered by Volunteer State and the technology centers that 2 years will usually get it. But thanks for sharing that detail with our listening audience and clarifying that. And as long as we're talking about clarification, I know one thing, that rumors are flying, and many are confused about this, and they don't exactly understand what this Tennessee Promise entails. I've had people to ask me that have been out of high school for years, that am I eligible for this? Can I go back and do this? And if you would, discuss some of the misconceptions or misunderstandings that you may have encountered about this exciting new program.
Well, I think one of them is free college. That's a bit of a misconception. College tuition, college fees are the things that Tennessee Promise, Pell, and those things cover. But you also have things like books and living expenses,
okay,
and those things that, especially at a community college, you know, you're going to have those inside the university, Tennessee Tech, for instance. You have housing and all that can be factored in. But a misconception is that it's totally free, and the books are not free. And sadly but true, the books are quite expensive. So that's one that you want to make sure that you understand, that the Promise pays for tuition and fees, and that's what it pays for.
I've shared that with a couple of people. I mean, it will cover tuition, but then it's not going to cover everything that comes along with it.
No, I wish it did. And of course, I've been in education for quite some time now, actually a long time, and I wish it was completely free. I wish we could get the books and things of that nature, less. I know I bought a book that probably didn't have 50 pages in it, and it was $77. I'm thinking, man, that's pretty high. But nevertheless, we have to have those tools. You have to have those tools to grow, and you have to have those tools to step forward. And I want to say this, if I've got time, about the Livingston campus. You know, this, we've been there, you know, more than 23 years, but still, everyone don't realize that we are a degree-granting center, which means that you come to Ball State at Livingston and you start and graduate there without having to go to the main campus in Gallatin. And it's those programs that you do, Associate of Science, maybe it's History or maybe it's English, maybe it's any of those type of things that you want to do. And the only time you would have to go to Gallatin, and you don't even have to do that, is to walk across the space to graduate. We graduate one time a year. We do that in May at the end of the spring semester. And, of course, I always encourage all the students. I mean, you've put a lot of effort in your 2 years, and it may take longer than that, but you put a lot of effort in that, and I really strongly encourage them to go to Gallatin and walk across that stage so we can get their picture and they get their degree.
Oh yeah, I've been to the graduation there, and I've seen the excitement, especially with students that I've worked with, and they're out there taking pictures and they're tossing their hats and hugging and I made it, especially those students that are not traditional, the ones that are older and come back, and it's certainly a great thrill when you see someone graduate and realize that you've helped them on the way down the road, that you have contributed to them changing their family tree for it.
Well, that's the thing, Kenny, and that's the thing that we want to be, and we drive that home at the Livingston campus, and every student matters most. And as we go out and we talk to the high schools, and as we go out and we talk to folks, you know, if Ball State can play a part in their life, then we want to be there. We are there because of them. We are there for them. And we have to get that message out. And so I encourage folks, if you're thinking about it or you're looking into it, you know, come by the campus, talk to us, just come in the door, raise your hand or yell real loud or something like that. And because we want you there and we want to help you as best we can.
That's one thing I like about Volunteer State, and I've had many, many people share that with me, that Volunteer State goes out of its way to apply the personal touch, to personally be involved, and you're not just a number. You're not just someone that you're walking around starry-eyed and you're lost. That there are people that want to help you, and certainly appreciate you put some emphasis on that. Well, I'm going to ask you another question. It may overlap just a little bit on something I've asked you earlier. What do you think will be the overall impact at the Voluntary State Campus at Livingston with Tennessee Promise?
Well, Kenny, that is an excellent question. And we actually had a legislative luncheon at our campus yesterday, and the vice chancellor talked about that very thing. You know, and he's, of course, looking at the whole state, and he's talking about the 57,000 that's applied. You know, I'm here talking about the 4,200 that's applied. And we don't have a clue. I mean, we don't know. We do know that if 4,200 people showed up at our door fall semester, that we would have to make some special arrangements, very special arrangements to accommodate that, because we're not tooled for that kind of influx, you know, just out of the clear blue. But we don't know. It's going to be really be interesting to find the answer to that. And of course, we're going to know that pretty soon. As these students start actually registering for classes. But we can handle it at the center. You know, we have a nice facility now, and we even move things around so that parking's not an issue.
Well, good deal, good. I know it's going to be a wait-and-see deal, but like I said, right now it's a lot of excitement waiting to see what is going to happen, a lot of anticipation, I'm certain. All right. Well, Mike, we're so glad. And we're going to be wrapping up our time with Mike in just a few moments, but I've got a little bit more to ask him. Tell our listening audience just a little bit how an individual can receive more information about Tennessee Promise.
Well, the website is one of the main places to go to, and that's www.tennesseepromise.gov, G-O-V. And go to that website. It has all information on there. Study it. Of course, come by the campus, call the campus. Anything that we can do to help is exactly what we want to do. And you know, it's easy to say, and you hear people say that a lot, and talking and doing two entirely different things. But put us to the test.
I'm certain some high school guidance counselors also can probably shed some light on this as well.
All fully engaged, fully aware, yes. It's exciting time.
Okay. Well, Mike, we thank you so much for being with us today, and we hope to have you back on the show soon. But thank you for coming, and once again, we want to say thank you and Happy New Year, okay?
Well, Kenny, thank you, and to all your listeners out there, Happy New Year to all of y'all, and I appreciate being here, and I'll come back anytime.
All righty. You're with Kenny Westmoreland on Clay County Corner, and we will be back in just a few moments after these words from our sponsors.
Auto, property, farm, business, life. Term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're with Kenny Westmoreland on Clay County Corner, the show that's all things Clay County, and we're glad that you're back with us for the remainder of our program today. We just had Mr. Mike Powell with us from Voluntary State Community College, and he shared a great deal of information with us about Tennessee Promise 2015. We hope to have him back on the show again in the near future as he begins to talk about making preparation for those students that will be graduating from high school in 2016. But now we have our other guests with us for today, and we have a surprise guest with us as well. We have Mr. Daniel Stewart with us. He's going to share some things, but we also have with us Sheriff Boone. And so we're glad to have both of them on here today. And how you doing, Brandon?
Good, Kenny. Thank you for having us this morning.
Good deal. And Sheriff, how are you this morning?
Good.
Well, good deal, good deal. Well, first of all, I want to say Happy New Year to both of you. I know we appreciate you braving this cold and being out and coming out this morning. I'm sure you guys may have been out helping, jumping off cars and things like that and just assisting people. But I want to discuss some things with you all that have gone on during the holidays, and we're glad that you're here. One thing, Daniel, that you were involved with earlier, back in around Christmas 2014, was the Toys for Tots here in Clay County.
Yes.
And I realize that this served to help some underprivileged people that did not have the ability to provide Christmas gifts and such for their kids and such. Would you tell us a little bit about how that went over?
Yes, this year, it was our second year of the program. Sheriff's allowed the SRO program to be a part of this. This year we did things a little different. We noticed the year before there was two or three different groups trying to achieve the same goal. And so we got all these groups together this year, and it really went well.
So rather than having three different groups overlapping and such, you pull everybody together and have them all on the same team. That's a good idea.
We worked with the two banks here, Macon Bank and Bank of Salina, Dollar General Store, Cash Express, numerous people in the community helped out. It was a success. I think we ended up getting, we helped 173 families this year.
And that is incredible. And certainly hats off to you and all that were involved in this and all that contributed to it. And making some bright days and some happy memories for people here in our county. How many people would you estimate were involved in this numeric drive?
I'd say probably, Brandon, wouldn't you say 25, 30 people?
Yeah, something like that. That's it wouldn't have been possible without all the people that helped contribute their time and money to this cause.
Good deal. I know that over at one of the banks here, I saw a Christmas tree where one could just take like a mitten.
Right. That was one of the issues we was having. That was our, like I said, we had two or three different groups trying to achieve the same result, and we all got together this year. And then I'd like to also thank Natalie Boone. She let us use the new EOC building. And that's where we'd set up the toy pickup location here in town. And then over on the west end, over in Hermitage Springs, the school, they let us use one of their facilities to do the same thing there.
One thing that's always amazed me is how the people of Clay County pull together.
Right.
And how people are willing to open their wallets and dig down deep and to share a little bit of Christmas cheer. And that just kudos to the people that were involved, especially those that gave, that did
right.
not have to. That,
right.
I mean, sometimes I'm glad that we have generous people, and we can truly say that people like that are an asset to our community. And,
right.
And they're the movers and shakers. They're the ones that help to make a difference. Did any of our churches in the area help out as well?
We didn't really ask any, but now a lot of people within the church really stepped forward and helped out. Just really way too many to even start to name, because I'd leave one out, you know.
Well, since this was so successful and it had grown for 2015, is when exactly do you think that you'll start kicking off? I know that Christmas is 2 weeks in the rearview mirror right now.
Right.
And we're about 50 weeks out from the next one, and it'll be here before we know it. But when do you all think that you'll start getting this up and going for Christmas this fall?
Of course, this was our second year doing it, and lessons learned every year. And we're definitely going to have to start a little earlier. Because the demand was up, 50 or 60 families from last year. I think we're going to try, I think me and the sheriff's talked, we're going to try to, throughout the year, maybe do some things to get some money generated. Toy drives. I do the chili cook-off every year, and a lot of the money, people always wonder where we spend the money for our chili cook-off. A lot of it goes to our Toy for Tots, or our Christmas for Kids program. It's things like that we're going to have to look at, because it's, like I said, the demand gets bigger. Okay. And it's a need. It's something that we need. I love doing this. It's a totally different side of police work.
Well, let me ask you a question. And if someone were so inclined to want to make a donation right now or be thinking ahead, how would they go about doing that? Just contact. Go ahead, Brandon.
Kenny, they can come by the sheriff's office or call, and we basically just got an account we set up, and that money stays in there until time to come to go purchase the gifts. We started a little late this year. We're hoping to maybe by towards the end of summer really get it kicked off, because when you start buying for 170 kids, it becomes a task.
You go ahead and pencil my wife and I in. You pencil us in, and we'll be glad to make a contribution. Let me ask you a question. Does it have to be monetary, or could someone give, or could be a toy or clothing or such?
We had both. We received both this time. A lot of families would bring in gifts for boys and girls. The others did give cash. Some give gift certificates to different places. We received, just for one that stands out, Lafayette Movie Theater, give us, I don't know how many tickets it was to watch a free movie.
Oh, that's great.
And
Dairy Queen gave lots of coupons. We was able to put a coupon in every gift bag. The list is on and on of people that helped.
But seeing the look on some of the kids, for instance, we had one child that was in the hospital during this, and I personally delivered a gifts to him, and it's just, seeing their face and seeing them light up when they get to open four or five little gifts that they was not expecting, and it was real good.
And that was one of the neat things about this. We wasn't just able to give one gift. I mean, each child got four, five, six gifts. I mean, it was really, really neat.
Well, I mean, I'm excited sitting here hearing about this. And I'm sure that many in our listening audience, how can someone not have a warm heart when they hear about children that are having great holidays because of the generosity of others? And I'm certain that there may have been some that were missed. And so one thing that's really, really important is to be able to identify those people that would fall into the guidelines of this. And so, are potential names given to you, or does someone call in and suggest?
Well, we work through the school system helps us out a little bit. The teachers submit a lot of the names. The teachers see the kids every day, and they know a lot more of what's going on in these children's lives. And then we also, the Mitten Tree, they would submit names to it, individuals. And then there was also individuals that would call the sheriff's department that just needed a little helping hand this Christmas.
So gift cards are also acceptable for this?
Oh, definitely.
I know that many of our local vendors here, I know like Family Dollar and Dollar General and such, gift cards in Kmart, Walmart, places like that. And that way that allows people, or allows you folks to go and purchase these gifts. And certainly a great program, and I've been blessed hearing about this morning. I just want to let you know. Anything that either one of you could share with our audience this morning that we did not cover?
It just sometimes it gives the parents an opportunity to be Santa for the kids, and you know, some people don't ever have that opportunity. And you know, this year was a unique time because here in the county, you know, we had a factory, or not really a factory, but a business to close. That, you know, there's 60 employees that lost their job right before Christmas, and I don't know that specifically if any of the kids that we helped were kids of these parents, but you know, that's a hard time right before Christmas to lose your job.
Oh, true. And I know when a person knows ahead of time that a job is going to be lost, they start cutting corners, and then quite often Christmas is something that's cut. But it's hard to explain to maybe a 3 or 4 or 5 year old, and they see things that other kids are getting, and they're thinking, why am I not getting this and such? And so thankful for the stand in the gap. Take a quick break from what we've been talking about. We have some other things to share, and we invite you to stay around with us today for the remainder of Clay County Corner. We'll be back after the announcements.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Hey, you're back with Clay County Corner. This is a show that's all things Clay County. And we have with us Brandon Stewart and Brandon Boone this morning. And they've been talking a little bit about Toys for Tots. We're about to move on from that. But gentlemen, what is a number? If someone wanted to start thinking about this ahead of time, what's a number that they could call to get involved with Toys for Tots for this forthcoming year?
The Sheriff's Department's number is 243-3266.
Area code 931.
931, yes.
243-3266. And so we would encourage anyone that would like to, if they wish to get involved in this ahead of time, feel free to call. And so we'll talk to you a little bit this morning. I know that about school safety. I know that right now that we have children that are celebrating at home today because of an unexpected day off from school because of the extreme cold and the dangers that are involved. But what could you tell us? Can you tell us a little bit about school safety? I know that both of you are involved with that.
Well, this is not necessarily due to the cold, but now we've worked for the last 2 years very diligently with the superintendent's office. And our schools in Clay County are probably as safer as any school around. We've got procedures now in place. We're handling situations that come up on a daily basis. And we're really, our SRO program and our sheriff and our school system, we're all working together to make sure that every one of our children in Clay County can get the best, safest education that they can get.
That's great. That's great.
We don't want them to have to worry about, you know, things that are happening outside. We want them to concentrate on their schoolwork so they can come back to our county. And
I know that I'm in the high school 3 days a week in the fall and spring with a dual enrollment class, and I observe this firsthand. I see safety measures and such, and it's certainly, I mean, an ounce of prevention. I mean, it's incredible.
Right, right.
Well, Kenny, people think because we're small sometimes that it can't happen here, but we're not immune from something like this, tragedy or anything, but we have to take steps every year to increase and improve our security in the school system just because of the things that's happened on the outside. I think sometimes our media can work against us in a lot of ways, showing what's happening in other places. I mean, I think a lot of that's happened here recently is people see things on the media and it's just like a trickle effect, and happens in other communities and other cities.
And when I was growing up, we saw the news at 5:30 every night, and now it's on CNN and Fox and such. I mean, it's queued up every so many minutes. I mean, and even though we have all this news, sometimes it does create a spirit of fear, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Social media is another, another way that they get out to everybody now, too, is Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and all this other stuff.
Well, what about our school buses? Do those precautions also extend to our buses and such?
There is some safety issues that the school buses have security cameras, and but once they leave the school facility en route to take the kids, you know, it is a different ball game, and you know, we're not there with them as they travel home. So the school bus drivers have a huge responsibility and do a very good job. And we've had to respond to a road or wherever the school bus may be to an incident or two in the last couple of years. But we've handled that good, and the school bus driver handled it very well for what they're dealing with.
All right. One other thing, we're going to have you on for a little bit more. I want to ask you a little bit more. We know that right now, with it being January and as cold as it is, that any day that of this between now and probably early March, that we could be subject to a snow day. A school could be an hour late or 2 hours late, or maybe school could be canceled for a day or a number of days if we were to have a significant snowstorm in the near future. Any kind of snow day inclement weather plans that you all may be aware of?
Yeah, Kenny, I think that all parents and kids need to have a sit-down conversation about this. Is the kids need to know where they need to go or where they need to stay if it is school called out early. The parents need to know where the kids are going to be, and the kids need to know where to go. That's something that we all need to plan for. And I can remember a couple years back, you know, the sheriff's office helped deliver a couple of kids because school was called out a little late, and there was some treacherous roads. And but Daniel mentioned earlier that we work very well with the school system, and you tend to get a lot of things accomplished when you work well together.
Well, yesterday's a perfect example. We had the temperatures was dropping yesterday at 3 o'clock, and we actually had two buses broke down at the same time, and one of the buses had children on it, and I immediately got on the phone with the superintendent. The superintendent was already aware of the situation. He already had another bus heading to that location. But, you know, I noticed yesterday, I stand out where the kids unload every morning. And, man, they're getting out of off the buses and out of their cars with shorts on, T-shirts, and no coats. And, you know, they don't think that bus might break down. When that bus breaks down, there's no heat on it. So, you know, I really encourage the parents to make sure they at least have a coat in their backpack if they're not going to put it on.
Really, I mean, inclement weather, we never know. And a week ago, who would have thought that we would be shivering at 3 degrees right now? I know, and it's not supposed to be above freezing until, I believe, Sunday afternoon.
Right.
And so certainly a dangerous time for people to be out prolonged and cold. And at the high school, I mean, I've observed people on days like this wearing shorts, and, I mean, you just roll your eyes. You want to think, what is going on? I mean, imagine
being stuck or having to walk for a while like that. And I mean, it could certainly be dangerous, because prolonged exposure in this kind of cold can be life-threatening. And so thanks for sharing that with us. Anything else that we have a little bit of time left, anything else that either one of you would just like to share with us, anything that you would like for our listening audience to know this morning?
No, Kenny, every time I've been on the radio there, I always try to mention the scams that we have. It's a continuous battle dealing with the citizens of the county falling for the scam, the phone scams and the MoneyGrams, the Green Dot cards. I encourage people of the county to not be sending money places unless you know exactly where it's going. And you don't win a vehicle and large amounts of money unless you're playing the lottery or something like that. That's they'll call and say that you won a vehicle and X number of dollars, and all you need to do is pay for the shipping. And people go get a MoneyGram card or a Green Dot card and send it to them. And once you send that card or that number off that card, you've lost that money. And this continues to happen. And I hope people can get the word out there to either their parents or the grandparents. They really prey on elderly people. You know, we've had a couple people in this county that's took a significant loss in money over these scams.
I know that the email's really big. About once a week I'll have an email that I have 3 or 4 million euros, or 3 or 4 million dollars sitting in a bank in Kenya or in Egypt, but I have to send $250 to be able to access that money. And I mean, those are red flags.
Yes. Yes. If you win something, you usually don't have to pay to get it.
I mean, I've had my identity stolen on my credit card on two different occasions in the last week, actually. And so, I mean, people really have to be on guard with things like this. And so thanks for sharing that to our listening audience. You may have saved someone. But also cell phone calls. I recently had a call from Jamaica, and I just talked to him for a minute and hung up as soon as I realized what it was. But
it's funny you mention that, Kenny, because most of these scams are based out of there, or it's a Jamaican accent that calls you. So, you know, if you get a call from someone with a totally different accent and saying that you've won money, you just best thing to do is hang up on them.
Right.
Don't go any further with it.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Happy New Year to both of you, and we hope to have you again on the show in the near future, okay?
Thank you very much.
Take care, gentlemen.
Thanks, sir.
This is Clay County Corner. We'll be back after a few announcements.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, this is Clay County Corner, the show that's all things Clay County. We want to wrap up today by sharing some birthdays and also the winners of the Dairy Queen ice cream cakes. Some things that we want to mention that's been taking place since the week of December 19th. Peggy and Howard Davis celebrated their 51st anniversary on December 19th. Also, Leon Walker celebrated a birthday on the 20th, 66 years of age, resides at the Solana Health and Rehab Center, and Betty Coomer and family have shared this information with us. And so on the 21st of December, Jonathan West and Beverly Huddleston Cherry both celebrated birthdays. And on the 22nd of December, Lori Smith celebrated a birthday. And also, we want to wish Martha and Douglas Mullins a belated 47th anniversary from their family. On December 23rd, birthdays that were celebrated were Kate and Murley, Rachel III Jacoby, Sydney Roach. Happy birthdays to them. On the 24th of December, Jada Kerr, Jolena Cherry Birdwell, and Dustin Collins. On the 25th day of December, Christmas Day, we wish a happy birthday to Libby Allen. On the 26th of December, happy birthday to Butch Burnett. And also, Donnie and Anita Cherry celebrated their 56th anniversary. Happy anniversary to them. On the 27th, Jerry Burnett celebrated his birthday. On the 28th of December, birthdays were Josh Price, my niece Riley Edwards, and Hayden Coombs was 8 years of age, love from Nana and Pa. Tammy Norris celebrated a birthday on that day. And on the 29th, Jimmy Philpott and Heather Roten. On the 30th, Amelia Marie Kemp turned 5 years of age. Other birthdays we have on that day January 1st, New Year's Day, Pauline Gass celebrated birthday. This is called in by Lillian White. We want to wish Willie McLaren a belated 95th birthday, and this is from his family and friends. Terrish Thompson and also Stephen Bailey and Stephanie Bailey celebrated birthdays on New Year's Day. On January 2nd, happy birthday to Ann Lee from family and friends. And also, Ronnie Wilmoth called in his birthday, Lillian White, so we wish him a happy birthday. On the 3rd, Johnny Smith of Moss turned 83. Happy birthday from his children and grandchildren. And also, W.C. White celebrated a birthday on the 3rd. And Lillian White also called this in. On the 4th, Brandon Buck, Patricia, Bunny Hamilton, and Colleen White calling a birthday for Barbara Long. On the 6th, we have Pat Gifford celebrating a birthday. On the 7th, Cage McBride, Amber Copas, and Spencer Mason. And on the 8th, we have birthdays of Betty Jo White. This is called in by Lillian White. Also, Tim McLaren and Alan Adams. And this was called in by Colleen White. And we've had a drawing for three individuals, who have won birthday cakes. And for the week of 19th to the 25th, our winner is Jonathan West. And from the week of 26th through January the 2nd, our winner was Heather Roten. And also from the week of 2nd through the 8th, our winner of the ice cream cake was Alan Adams. Now, I know that today is a cold day to be collecting an ice cream cake, but you can go by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce after 10:30 today to collect your certificate for a free ice cream cake from Dairy Queen and Salina. Congratulations once again to Jonathan West, Heather Roten, and Alan Adams. I have a few announcements left in closing. We have just a little bit of time left today. But the Grace Food Kitchen is serving every Tuesday lunch to anyone that wishes to come and have lunch. And they welcome any monetary or food donations to continue this endeavor. This is held at the Salina Methodist Church on Brown Street in their activity building. Also, money donations and volunteers to help are always accepted for the Second Harvest Food Bank. And so we want to announce this. And the Helping Hands here in Clay County accepts donations of food, clothing, and toys every Thursday. And another one that we want to be certain to share is that the UCHRA here in Salina will distribute commodities on January the 28th from 9 until 11 at the Clay County Community Center in Salina. If you're eligible for this and would be interested in receiving commodities for the first commodity distribution of 2015, you can call and sign up by January 27th. That's the deadline. You can call the UCHRA in Salina at 931-243-3674. 931-243-3674. In closing, I want to thank our guests today for a good show. And for now, this is Kenny Westmoreland with Clay County Corner, wishing everyone a beautiful and productive day. And we invite you to tune in again for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. on Kicks Country 101.5. Stay warm, and we'll be back before you know it.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.